Introduction. Mystery in Washington. The story was published in the Tribune of June 7th, and so began a chain of events which were to culminate in one of the most fantastic fiascos of the war. Byron Price. Admiral Ernest J. King had expected to relax on Sunday, June 7th, 1942. The volatile, fiery-tempered commander-in-chief of the U.S. fleet had every reason to feel pleased. He had just gotten confirmation that 3 days earlier, on June 4th, carrier-based warplanes of his specific fleet, commanded by Admiral Chester W. Nimitz, had destroyed 4 Japanese fleet carriers in the distant waters of the Central Pacific near Midway Atoll. U.S. naval forces had crushed the core elements of an Imperial Japanese Navy, IJN, striking force in what soon would be regarded as one of the epical campaigns of the Pacific War, the Battle of Midway. Comench, for Commander-in-Chief, as King liked to be called, had another reason to feel relieved. 3 weeks earlier, he had nearly veered off in the wrong direction. For a time, he resisted Nimitz's forecast that the Imperial Navy intended to invade and occupy Midway. King thought the IJN had other targets in mind, probably in the South Pacific, or maybe Hawaii itself. He soon changed his mind when he saw the quality of Nimitz's intelligence. It consisted of intercepted IJN messages decrypted by a special unit of Navy codebreakers based at Pearl Harbor. Nimitz's decrypt team had elicited from this super-secret source a remarkably detailed picture of Japanese forces assembling for the Midway operation. From this finding, SINCPAC, Commander-in-Chief Pacific Fleet Command, as Nimitz was called, learned the names of key IJN warships in the support, occupation, and striking forces projected to converge in this remote coral enclave. Nimitz possessed, in effect, something very close to the Imperial Navy's order of battle for this engagement. But early Sunday morning, June 7th, King's mood suddenly changed. An aide suggested he check page 4 of Sunday's Washington Times Herald. When King did so, he exploded. He was even angrier when he looked at Sunday's Chicago Tribune. An observer said it was one of King's most violent reactions during the entire war, and King was infamous for having a low boiling point. The story that bothered him on page 4 of the Times Herald was also, with slight variation, on the front page of the Tribune. Navy had word of Jap plan to strike at sea. The headline was bad enough. Equally unnerving, the information in the story paralleled almost precisely that assembled by Nimitz's cryptanalysts. The Tribune article did not actually state that the U.S. Navy had broken the Japanese naval code, but King worried the newspaper readers, and possibly the Japanese as well, would jump to that conclusion. Somehow, somewhere, there had been a horrendous leak. The Tribune had revealed facts it was not supposed to know. What the Tribune writer had done, even if unknowingly, was direct public attention to one of the U.S. government's most fabulously successful military programs. It was called ULTRA, and few people in either the Army or Navy had ever heard of it. Next to the Manhattan Project, organized to build the atomic bomb, ULTRA and its companion program, MAGIC, were easily the U.S. military's most closely guarded secrets. MAGIC represented the joint Army-Navy effort to decipher Japan's highest-grade diplomatic communications, successfully accomplished in late 1940 with the aid of the so-called Purple Cipher Machine. ULTRA denoted the Army-Navy drive to decode Axis military radio traffic. After a 2-year quest, the U.S. Navy penetrated the IJN's main operational code in the spring of 1942. ULTRA was a secret weapon of enormous importance. Without it, observed World War II historian Waldo Heinrichs, the war against Japan would have been far more perilous and difficult than it was. The U.S. military thus went to extraordinary lengths to safeguard this secret. During the presidential campaign of 1944, General George Marshall, the Army Chief of Staff, dissuaded the Republican candidate for president, New York Governor Thomas E. Dewey, from making the MAGIC and ULTRA programs a political issue. The conduct of General Eisenhower's campaign and of all operations in the Pacific are closely related in conception and timing to the information we secretly obtained through these intercepted codes, Marshall told Dewey.